This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Come on, get up! Good morning. It is time to get up with Tampa Tom. He is set to return to the Bucs this week, but where has he been? And is this year's squad the shakiest Tampa team he's had so far? Plus, the Giants were in action last night. That meant another look at Daniel Jones. We'll tell you why this is a huge year for the former first-round pick. And Aaron Rodgers got some really good news this weekend. Are the Packers getting healthy at just the right time? Welcome to Get Up. I am Dan Graziano in for Greeny. I'm by myself in the studio, but I got friends joining me. Look at this group on a Monday morning. Sam Acho, Kimberly Martin, the big Swagoo. Let's get this whole thing started with our game of the night. That is Daniel Jones getting the start for the Giants as they take on the Bengals in week two of the preseason. First possession for the Giants. They're going for it on fourth and one just beyond midfield, but Antonio Williams is tackled near the line to gain. You see he's short. Brian Daboll is unhappy about it. Giants turn the ball over on downs. Next possession, second and four, the Bengals 44. Jones looking for tight end Daniel Bellinger, but he can't hang on to the ball, and Daxton Hill comes up with the interception. That's the rookie, the first-round pick. Jones is annoyed. He's like, man, I'm trying to get a new deal here. What are you doing? Later in the quarter, he's looking to bounce back. Jones lofts the pass. David Sills snags the ball off his back shoulder. Giants get 20 yards on the play. A few plays later, it's the second quarter now. Jones under pressure, gets the throw off quickly. Lasers one to Sills again. Giants are moving the chains. Very next play, Jones finds Williams. He turns upfield. He takes it 12 yards. They're knocking on the door. They're moving the ball. Second and goal from the 2 yard line. Deshaun Corbin punches it in for a touchdown. Saquon Barkley watching from the sidelines. He loves it. Jones 14 for 16. Giants win. Who cares? Here's Brian Daboll on Jones.
We're still building that process, that relationship, and I love the kid of figuring out exactly, you know, what we're going to try to be.
All right, so it's preseason, right? With Giants win the game, who cares? But Daniel Jones and the way he played is the story here for the Giants. So, Swagoo, Marcus Spears, what was your single biggest takeaway from Daniel Jones' performance last night?
Yeah, I think last night, DG, he looked decisive. That's what you want to see from Daniel Jones. The one over route to Colin Johnson that was almost picked, you'd like to see that be placed a little bit, layer it a little bit like we saw Trevor Lawrence do. But outside of that, I thought it was a real solid performance. Now, granted, let's take into account that that wasn't the starters against the Cincinnati Bengals and all of the things that come along with that. But on his checkdowns, he looked concise. On when he had to make some tough throws, obviously the over route he threw, the back shoulder he threw to Seals was a really good pass as well. That's progress. Those are the things that you want to see from Daniel Jones. But the question about Daniel Jones is not, does he have talent? It's not about his arm
Marcus.
Strength. It's not about his athleticism.
I can't
it's
hear
about how he performs.
But I can't hear him. So, Sacho, let's go to you.
Let me finish.
Think,
let me finish.
You think when you
let me finish
night?
Swagoo's sentence because Swagoo was 100% on point. He's tapping the mic, Swagoo. I got you. Daniel Jones was outstanding. He was phenomenal. And yes, even though it was the second team defense, you wanted to see what you saw—a smooth operation, right? Like I saw an 11 play drive for 84 yards. I saw 8 straight completions. Even those 2 incompletions for the entirety of the game, one of them on that over route, really you could call it a drop. Like that was a drop. And so for me, this is exactly what you would hope from the Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones combination. You want him to have a smooth operation, calm in the pocket. I was most excited, honestly, about him taking those checkdowns, as Swagoo said. Yes, go for the big play, but if you don't have it, take the checkdown.
Kimberly, year 4 for Daniel Jones in New York. They didn't pick up the 5th-year option for next year. So what is at stake for Daniel Jones this season with a new coaching staff in New York?
Graz, I think you just laid it out perfectly. Everything is on the line for Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones is the QB under the most pressure of anybody, even more than Carson Wentz, because this front office owes him nothing. This front office declined to pick up his 5th-year option. The only person in this building who has ties to Daniel Jones is John Mara, the owner. And this entire season, Whatever happens, regardless of record, the Giants just need to know, without a shadow of a doubt, is Daniel Jones our future or is he not? Because this new head coach, you know, this new GM, they aren't tied to him. And I hear Acho using words like phenomenal. Like, I think, okay, let's settle down a bit. Like, he looked good against the Cincinnati backups. Like, let's just take it down a notch. This was a good next step for Daniel Jones, but the pressure is extremely high this season because he's on a short leash. He's going to have, hopefully, if he plays well, 17 games to save his career in New York.
I'm told that we have Marcus.
I guess we're not
so
being
Marcus,
nice
you were
anymore.
Saying you were impressed last night. What do you expect from Daniel Jones this season?
Wait and see.
Tacho, what do you expect from Daniel Jones this season?
This. We'll do the ventriloquist. Swaggoo, you can remember. Hey, Daniel Jones about to ball out this
year. Can you impersonate Swaggoo?
Daniel Jones going to go crazy. No, I mean, like, in all reality, like, Kmart has a point. Swaggoo, I'm hoping I'm reading your mind. Yes, I said phenomenal, outstanding. Yes, it was a second team defense, but at the same time, we put a lot of pressure on other people. Oh, it's the preseason, and Kenny Pickett looked great. All these people look great. At the end of the day, you want to look good with the opportunities that you're given. He was given an opportunity, and he looked good with that opportunity, number one. Number two, yes, only the owner is tied to you. That's a good person to be tied to you, if I do say so myself. And number three, Brian Daboll. I played with him in Buffalo. He is an outstanding coach, and he wants to see Daniel Jones succeed. Of course, every coach does, but you heard what Brian Daboll said. He didn't say this is the best performance ever. He said, hey, he's getting better. He's learning our system. We're learning what he likes, and we're going to put that out on the field for the world
so
to
see.
So
he didn't say phenomenal, is what you're saying.
He didn't
Daboll
say phenomenal.
Didn't use phenomenal? No?
He didn't say phenomenal, but he sees even more than I see.
So there was a non-Daniel Jones event in that game last night of note. Kimberly, I want to know what you can tell us about Kayvon Thibodeau, the Giants' first-round pick, took a hard hit to the knee and left the game. What more can you tell us, Kimberly?
Yeah, Dan, this was scary. To see a cart come out in the preseason for your fifth overall pick, to see his leg bend like that, Giants fans gasping. He's the bright spot, right? This morning is critical. This is a huge morning because the Giants will get, you know, they'll get MRI results this morning, additional tests. Kayvon Thibodeau, he told reporters, I'm good. He said he had already gotten some good news last night, which is encouraging. But head coach Brian Daboll, you know, he was a little cautious last night, too, when talking to reporters. Yes, he's hopeful, but until these tests this morning come back and show that Kayvon Thibodeau is okay, that's the moment when Giants fans can actually exhale a little bit.
All right, Giants hoping for more good news this morning on their exciting first round.
Swaggoo's still trying to talk. Swaggoo, we still
pass
hear
rusher, and we're hoping for good news on Swaggoo's connection at some point.
We
but,
need an MRI
I can't
on that.
Promise
yes.
Anything. To Tampa now, where Tom Brady is set to come back to the Bucs early this week. He's been away from the team since August 11th for personal reasons, but is expected back this week. Speaking of Tampa, sneaky big news for the Buccaneers, losing guard Aaron Stinney for the season to a torn ACL and MCL. Stinney was battling for the starting left guard spot, and this is not new for the Bucs, right? I mean, they're down. Their center got hurt early in camp. A couple of guards from last year no longer there. One signed with the Bengals. One decided to retire. So the interior of that offensive line, the group directly in front of Tom Brady when he receives the snap from center, looking a little shaky. Sacho, how concerned are you?
Yeah, I'll do one thing before I go to this point. This is, I think, what Swaggoo was probably going to say on that Kayvon Thibodeau play. For any defensive end, right, I get it, like in practice they don't cut all these things. Use your hands, right? Like people say, was that a dirty play? No, that's a perfectly fine play, but oftentimes in practice or preseason guys aren't cut. Use your hands. Stay low, protect yourself. That's just park that for there. Secondly, I'm not as concerned as I thought I would be. Right, I went back and watched the game again, and I saw, okay, I get it. Aaron Stinney, who was competing for a starting spot, got injured. But Gadecki, the second-round pick out of Central Michigan, the right tackle who's moving to guard, he looks solid. He made some mistakes. He had a couple holding calls, but he's learning a new position. I think he could start at left guard on the opposite of Shaq Mason. You could still have Hainsey in at center. So initially I was extremely concerned, but I think that this loss of Stinney isn't as bad as we think from a starter's perspective, right? For depth, yes, it hurts, but I think you have your starting lineup forming itself.
Kimberly, well, how are the Bucs handling all this? This is a lot of injuries on the offensive line for one training camp. What are the Buccaneers doing about all this? We're 20 days out from the season now.
Yep. You know what's funny? I'm very concerned. And it's only until I talked to people with the Bucs, they had to calm me down. Because I was feeling some sort of way about the way they were entering the season. All these injuries. It just feels like so much bad news is coming out of Tampa, right? All these injuries. But they actually feel pretty good. They trust the guys that they have. They think they're good right now. I will say, all options are open, though. If guys on other teams shake loose, if there's an opportunity to add depth, they could consider it. They will consider all their options, but they have some young guys that they believe in. So while the rest of us, or mainly me, are concerned about the Bucs, internally, they feel good about the people they have. They just understand there isn't much margin for error. Like, they can't afford to lose any more guys, but right now they feel okay.
Well, that's the thing, Sacho. I mean, if real quick, we got about 30 seconds here, but interior pressure has always bothered Tom Brady, and now you're down to second, third stringers, even just in practice and preseason, once the season starts. I mean, they got to go get somebody?
Not yet. And like Kmart said, I was initially concerned, but if you go back and just understand what's going on, their starting right guard is still healthy. Yes, Ryan Jensen is out, but they have a new center, Robert Hainsey, who's been getting reps, who they believe in a lot. He didn't even play a lot in this last preseason game. And then that left guard spot, the spot that Stinney, who got injured, was fighting for, he may not have won the spot, right? You have a guy who can play that position. And so if there's any time for injuries to happen, it should happen 3 weeks before the season starts so that you have 3 weeks for this new offensive line to gel.
All right, Sacho says everything's going to be fine in Tampa. We'll obviously all find out together. We come back this morning on Get Up, though. We're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes. He looks like his old MVP self in the preseason. Might he be in store for his best season yet, even without Tyreek Hill? And did you hear what Dana White said about Tom Brady over the weekend? We'll tell you how Brady's second act would have looked a lot different in silver and black. Yeah, you're going to want to come back for that.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Get Up is brought to you by the all-new Lexus LX 600. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And Tempur-Pedic, helping you get the deep, undisturbed rest you deserve. Time now for our thriller of the night. Phillies, Mets, bottom of the fourth, game tied at four. Runners at the corner for Alec Baum. He's going to hit this one to right field, and he's going to tuck it just inside the foul pole for the opposite field three-run homer. That was his second home run of the game. Gave the Phillies a 7-4 lead. Top of the seventh now, same score. Runners on first and second for Mark Canha. He's going to hit this one to left field. That's going to go into the stands for a three-run homer. That's going to make the Phillies fans unhappy, as you can see there. It's his ninth home run of the season, tied the game at 7. Bottom of the eighth, game still tied at 7. This is Gene Segura into pinch hit. He's going to send Trevor May's 2-2 pitch to left center. That's a solo home run. Segura is pumped. Phillies back on top, 8-7. But in the top of the ninth, still 8-7. Canha back up to bat with a runner on second. It was going to be Canha's day, folks. This is a 389-foot, two-run, go-ahead home run in the top of the ninth. That draws the bat flip from Canha. Jeff McNeil's out there on second base. He's all pumped up. The Mets take the lead back. They go on to win the game 10-9, and the Mets spin this one into a two-game set with the Yankees that starts today. Metropolitans won both meetings against the Bombers last month in Queens. They'll look to do the same in the Bronx. They got Scherzer and DeGrom on the mound for that series. Back to the football. We had 8 preseason games on Saturday. Kimberly Martin, what was your biggest takeaway from that slate of games?
Dan, I think if you were a Tua detractor, I don't think you saw anything that made you change your mind. I think he was 6 of 8, like we're seeing 6 of 8, 58. There wasn't anything that made you say yes, but head coach Mike McDaniel said this is something to build on. And what I loved the most with is that Tua was out on the field hours before the game, going through his reads, going through everything, practicing. That is what I'm actually excited about. That's good to see.
Swagoo, I say, with my fingers crossed. What was your biggest takeaway from the Saturday game?
Looking at Josh Allen and how elite he is, and I hope y'all can hear me, the comfort level in which he's playing with right now, the understanding of this offense, Brian Daboll coaching with the New York Giants, Dorsey steps in, and nothing is changed. Gabe Davis being involved, doing this without Stephon Diggs as well. Josh Allen is ready to be the MVP of the league this year. Mark it.
Josh Allen looking good in his preseason start. Sacho, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes in his?
I thought Tyreek who? Patrick Mahomes did not look like he was missing anyone. First series, 12-play, 87-yard drive. Second series, 12-play, 82-yard drive. Passes like that, he threw it all over the yard. You added to Gray, Fortson, Isaiah Pacheco, Justin Watson, Valdez-Scantling, Travis Kelce. It didn't matter your name. You were catching the rock from Patrick Mahomes. I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, well, it's Patrick Mahomes. We're generally very impressed with him. But obviously, there's been some concern because Tyreek Hill traded to Miami, and that's been the big weapon for Patrick Mahomes. But we've had some talk on this show in recent weeks about how it could help, that departure could help Mahomes evolve his game, and maybe in some ways he might even play better. So, Swag, I put this to you. Is there potential for this to be Mahomes' best season yet?
First of all, Dan, if y'all can hear me, let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Okay. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, the goo. Okay, listen, I don't know that, okay? But what I will say is if we looking for Patrick Mahomes to have his best year ever, y'all know that's 51 touchdowns, league MVP, Super Bowl MVP, and he might have to deliver a baby on the way to the stadium before he play the game. That's what we're talking about. And listen, I have had no concern about this offense as far as if they'll get in sync and they'll be high power. Pat Mahomes is the quarterback. Travis Kelce is still there. Andy Reid, I've heard a lot of you guys talk about that. I want to see those moments when we saw Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes at their best, doing the things that very few could do in this league. And I'm talking about critical situations. Third downs, like when I throw you the ball for a 5-yard pass and you take it 80 and we win the game, or at the end of a Super Bowl when I scramble around and I throw it up and knowing that you're going to be behind everybody because of that elite speed. That's what I'm waiting to see. So I don't know if Pat has his best year ever. He set the bar pretty high with the 50 touchdown season, but I do think he's in line to have a very successful year. And he may have a chip on his shoulder about Tyreek Hill being gone, which may make him press forward a little bit more than we've seen in the past.
Absolutely possible. Kimberly, what are you expecting from the Chiefs?
You know, if you're Patrick Mahomes, imagine. So many people were writing you off last year. So many people were talking about, oh, the Chiefs offense, oh, it stinks. He's not as good. Oh, the Chiefs are, they're done. Now we come back this preseason, it's like, oh, did Patrick Mahomes have his best season ever? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? That's why last year I thought all that chatter was just crazy, because just the year before, we were talking about how Patrick Mahomes is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, again, I agree with the Swagoo. Topping 2018, the 50 TDs and the 5,000-plus yards, I don't think he's touching that.
That's a lie.
But we've got – he makes everything look so easy that we don't stop and consider how difficult – it is to be Patrick Mahomes because he makes it look so effortless. He will have a phenomenal year. I think he's in the running for MVP. I actually agree that Josh Allen will edge him, though. But this is a team where Patrick Mahomes even admitted last year he was frustrated. He knew he wasn't at his best. And he still, if you look at his stats, he still had a good season, but not Patrick Mahomes level. Yeah. Now you've got a guy who can get open in Juju. You've got a speedster in MVS. You've got, oh, the best tight end in the NFL in Travis Kelce. This team, and you don't have the security of just saying, you know what, I'm a chuck it, because screw it, Tyreek's down there.
Yeah.
Sato said, Tyreek who? So clearly we should not be worried about the Chiefs. I think they are still the team to beat in the AFC West. Yeah, I'm just trying to get Sacha to tone down the hype, Bradley. Just a little bit. Turn the volume down just a little bit.
So when I was watching the game, I'm just saying, like, I get it. But when you're watching, I'm like, man, it didn't feel like he missed anything, right? And people have been saying it's going to be a different kind of season. It's not going to be the huge plays. It'll be more methodical drives. As we were watching that game, I'm like, man, this is what everyone has been saying. It's not going to be the huge plays. But I saw a 12-play completely in control. I saw another 12-play in control. I saw the week before in the preseason against the Bears completely in control. And so for me, like, I Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill, but this offense is still going to be a high-powered offense. It'll just look different.
Yep.
All right, we got to leave it there on Mahomes and the Chiefs for now. I want you guys to check out this eye candy. This is from the Browns preseason game. This is backup quarterback Joshua Dobbs. He is going to face some pressure, and they're going to rip part of his jersey off.
What material is that? What undershirt material are these guys wearing? What is
30
this?
30 yards on this play. What do we think?
I wish he would have finished it, though, at the end. Like, this was – everything over here is amazing. Outstanding. Didn't expect this from Josh Dobbs. I want to see the end, though. Give me the end zone.
What is that?
Yeah,
is
man. There? Stick your foot in the ground, cut off the middle, and go to the end zone.
That's what I'm saying. You do all of that. Now finish it, my boy. Get in the zone.
Yeah.
You guys are tough graders. That's all I have to say. We come back on Get Up. We have much more football. Tom Brady's Bucks return is imminent. But could he have been suiting up elsewhere? Why one Knicks deal could have changed the course of Brady's legacy. And Aaron Rodgers might have lost his star wide receiver this offseason, but there was one addition this week that may be even more critical to Green Bay's success.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Back on Get Up, we have good news for the Buccaneers. Tom Brady back in the building and expected to practice today. That according to our NFL Nation Bucs reporter, Jenna Lane. Brady has been away from the team since August 11th for personal reasons. On the Gronk telecast Saturday, UFC president Dana White had, well, just listen.
I worked to put that deal together for Brady and Gronk to come to the Raiders. And it was almost a done deal. And at the last minute, Gruden blew the deal up and said that he didn't want him. And all hell broke loose, man. It was crazy. And Brady was already looking at houses, and it wasn't being said yet that Gronk was coming. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl, except Gruden blew the deal up.
I feel like I was reading, you remember Mad Libs? Like, I was like, oh, Dana White on the Gronk telecast said Brady could have been a Raider. That, like, it's like, I'll throw the whole thing together. All right, so let's live in a world where this might have happened or been possible, or he's telling the truth. Who knows? Sacha, what do you think would have happened if Brady had been traded to
Go to Swagoo first. Look at this man's face. Go to Swagoo first, please. I didn't hear what Swagoo got to say.
I just thought he was frozen or something.
He's in shock. Swagoo, that's the problem.
What are your thoughts?
I'm going to give you a day in the life, Graz. You went to Georgetown, okay?
Did.
You went to Georgetown. And when Patrick Ewing went on his visit to the University of Georgetown, and Coach John Thompson walked in front of the student body and said, "Nah, we good. We don't want the best center we done seen in the last 100 years in basketball." Graz, what the hell would your reaction have been as a part of that student body really wanting to win some basketball games?
I don't know how old you think I am, but this is well before my time at Georgetown. But again, hypothetically, would have been upset. I'm thinking
okay.
John doesn't necessarily go to the Hall of Fame if that's what happened, right?
Or Phil Jackson saying, "Nah, we good. Don't worry about Michael Jordan. We good. We don't need him." This is equivalent. I'm not playing. I'm not kidding. This is very equivalent. And also, he had already won 6 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. John Gruden said no. Think about this. Pass it on to Sacho and Kimberly. John Gruden said no to the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And everybody acting like that the Dana White part of the deal is the big story. No, it's not. The big part of the story is that somebody didn't want Tom Brady to come quarterback their team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to admit,
go ahead.
Spygo, it's an unconventional source, Dana White, on this stuff. He's not often breaking NFL news. Sacho, what do you think about that? How are you as vexed as Swagoo is over this?
I'm not as vexed as Swagoo. I feel Swagoo's vexed completely, and I get it. The only reason I say that is I take a different angle. My angle is this. Tampa Bay was the perfect place for Tom. Like, that's what I believe. Defensively, from a defensive standpoint, from a receiver standpoint, from a head coach.
This is just say anything Monday.
It could have gone anywhere. Tom Brady can win anywhere. Tom Brady can win anywhere. But Tampa was also a perfect place for Tom. So I'm saying it worked out in the best of ways.
Sacho, that is not the issue.
But
we are not talking about Tampa Bay the best place for Tom.
Gruden made a horrible decision. There's no way around it.
Gruden
made a horrible decision.
We are talking, Sacho, about John Gruden.
Oh, my God.
Ineptitude. That is what we are talking about. That is the main idea. That is the lead of this story, okay? Forget Tampa Bay. Forget Dana White. You had an opportunity,
yes.
And you said, nah,
Yeah.
I'm okay. We don't need that guy. We don't need that guy. John Gruden, the same guy who, when he got the job, said at the combine, I want to go back to the 1950s where all we do is run the ball. Like, now we know why he doesn't. Bruh. He should not have a job. Like that, like it all makes sense. He should have been fired off of that.
KM, imagine this, Sacho. Imagine I come on Get Up and me and you going down the history of sports. And I say, you know what, Sacho? I don't want Bo Jackson. You know what? I don't want Deion Sanders. I don't want Wayne Gretzky. I don't want Jim Brown. I don't want Jim Thorpe. I don't want any of these guys. I don't want Babe Ruth, the great Bambino. I don't want Hank Aaron.
None of
Willie
them.
Willie Mays, yeah. You can go play. None of them. Are you kidding me, bro? We ain't. I don't care if Tom Brady made the right decision. He won a Super Bowl. We all know it was the right decision.
Yes.
For any coach in the NFL to say that they don't want Tom Brady
right.
is the biggest story in NFL history. Okay? Let's move on, DG.
Why were you such a
final
word? I didn't
plan on my nerves getting bad this morning.
Sacho, you got anything else on this, or should we
no,
move
no,
on?
No, I mean, they're right. The lead is the lead, right? Like, anybody, you can't,
you're
there's
done.
No,
no
other
more
words
from Sacho.
To say.
No
Let's
more.
Move on.
No. Mm-mm. No more.
Okay. Thank you, Sacho,
I've completely lost
around.
Control of this segment, so I'm going to go to a different one. Hey, this is called QB Takeaways. Swaggo, what'd you see from Mac Jones this weekend?
I thought Mac was good, man. Obviously, his decision-making is on point. Great to throw down the sideline. Then we're trying to take away a lot of things from these guys, understanding that they're very limited offensively. So all you really want to see is that their own read, their own point, they're building some rapport with their wide receivers, and it seems to be working out.
Sacho, what'd you see from Trevor Lawrence?
I was impressed by Trevor Lawrence. They obviously went against the first team defense, but there were two throws that I love. That was the first one, and not every quarterback can make that throw over the corner who's in cover three. And so for me, I love that throw, and I love this next throw. I called it the cheese, not even necessarily a cheese route, but you saw the linebacker bite the cheese, step up, and he layers the ball like Swaggoo talked about over the linebacker, right? You see the linebacker step up, get the ball over him. So for me, Trevor Lawrence is running this operation smoothly because he has a head coach who knows how to run it.
Say cheese route? All right, we'll get back to that. Kimberly, what'd you see from Kenny Pickett?
Dan, Marcus, Sam, one word. Kenny Pickett, phenomenal. I don't care that it's the preseason. He was doing everything right. He is the greatest quarterback I have ever seen, and I am so excited. Let's be honest. Kenny Pickett, wonderful story. He looked good. Honestly, the team looked like they were playing with more energy and excitement when he was on the field. But that does not mean I think he should start week one. But Kenny Pickett, this is a great story. He's got some spunk, and he looked amazing. Phenomenal, Sacho, even though it's the preseason. Here, I'm giving you all this hyperbole so you can understand it.
I was checking my calendar to see when the regular season starts because it needs to hurry up. Swaggoo, what about the Steelers quarterback situation? How are you looking at this thing?
You ask me?
Or I looked at both guys, and I know we focused on Kenny Pickett and the way he's playing. He's the exciting name.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Mitch Trubisky was fine. Obviously, he was under a lot of pressure. He showed athleticism. He showed the ability to throw over the run. I saw nothing in that game from Mitchell Trubisky that didn't tell me he couldn't have a tremendous amount of success in this offense as well. It was one throw in this game that Kenny Pickett made that I thought kind of told the story about his maturity and his experience as we move off of Mitchell Trubisky. That was pressure in his face and the seam route he threw the Fry move. That is a veteran throw in the NFL. When you got to anticipate, when the guy is not open yet, and you have to stand in the face of pressure and deliver the ball at a high clip. Both of these guys look, this one right here, both of these guys look really good to me. This offense looked like it had more juice. But I do agree, it did seem like everybody's stinger went up when Kenny Pickett entered the game. And I don't know if it's subconsciously. I don't know if guys are playing hard because he's young, a rookie, and we need to kind of we need to overdo certain things because he's trying to figure out his way. But I thought with both guys and the hands that they were dealt, I wouldn't take this job away from Mitchell Trubisky if he was the starter based on these performances in this game.
Yeah, look, I mean, I just want to set this up for people that may not have been paying attention, right? They signed Trubisky in free agency. Then they draft Kenny Pickett in the first round. And Pickett's been playing with the third team for most of camp. Like, I think people have been assuming that they signed Trubisky to start and they drafted Pickett to develop. But, Sacho, somebody brought up in the meeting this morning, long time ago, the Seahawks signed Matt Flynn in free agency and a third-round pick named Russell Wilson beat him out in his first camp. Like, are we looking at a similar kind of situation? Could Pickett win this job?
You know, Pickett could win the job, but those situations are apples and oranges. Matt Flynn signed a much bigger deal, and Russell Wilson was a much lower draft pick. Kenny Pickett, first-round pick. Mitch Trubisky, a smaller deal. And so I think I'll go with Swagoo on this one in that Pickett looked like a pro. Like, he didn't look like a rookie in this game. But at the same time, Mitch Trubisky played great with the hand that he was dealt. The offensive line was giving up pressure left and right. Mitch Trubisky was able to escape the pocket and make good throws. I think Trubisky will still start, but what I saw from Pickett was very impressive and outstanding and phenomenal, as Kmart loves to say.
I completely agree. I think we all are excited about the Kenny Pickett experience, but I caution... Here's my caution. With young guys, I'm not somebody who thinks you need to start the rookie quarterback, the first round pick, right away. I think you have Mitch Trubisky. Start him. That was the plan. Go with the plan. But the leash does not have to be long. If Mitch Trubisky isn't doing what he needs to do as a starter, then you've given your rookie QB some time to watch, survey, look at what not to do. And then when you put him in there, you've seen that he can withstand pressure. He doesn't shrivel up in the face of pressure, that he stands tall, that he's still willing and able to deliver strikes. That's what you want to see, but you don't have to rush that process.
Now, we'll see what happens there in Pittsburgh with the quarterback situation. One thing I know for sure is you're all phenomenal, so let's stick around. We got a lot more football to talk about the rest of the way here on Get Up, including big news out of Green Bay that could change everything for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Why this could be the year he captures that elusive second Super Bowl title next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Big news coming out of Green Bay Packers camp. David Bakhtiari's return from the torn left ACL that he sustained 598 days ago may be imminent. He was back on the practice field for the Packers on Sunday. He is their starting left tackle when healthy. He was an all-pro in every season from 2016 to 2020. Didn't play, or played just a little tiny bit last year. Kimberly, what more information do you have on the Bakhtiari front?
So this is encouraging news, but David Bakhtiari, you just said it, Dan. It's almost been 600 days since he injured his knee, right? So it's very ambitious of him to want to play in week one. Matt LaFleur, the head coach, said, you know, he's not going to commit to week one definitely. The plan right now is to ease him back into practice Like, let him get his feet under him a little bit before you start thinking about which game to deploy him in. But if you are a Packers fan, if you're a fan of football, like, the idea that Bakhtiari is just off of PUP is huge because of what he means to Aaron Rodgers.
Waigu, they won 13 games last year basically without him. But if he's back, what does that mean for Rodgers and the Packers?
Hey, listen, man, make no mistake about it. David Bakhtiari is elite. He's an elite tackle in the NFL. And you can't have – you very rarely can find one to go on any team, and having him back is huge. I think it's more important this year, though. And I get it that Aaron Rodgers has had a tremendous amount of success without Bakhtiari. But we heard Aaron Rodgers a week ago talking about trying to get on the same page with some of these young receivers. You know what that takes? Time.
Yep.
It takes time and it takes development. And obviously, you feel like Green Bay will be fine because 12 is the quarterback, and they have been. But this is a different situation that we've seen Green Bay in for the last 4 or 5 years without Devontae being out there, without that built-in rapport that they have before they step foot in the training camp. So to have not only a veteran presence, but a guy that's going to give you a little extra time when you're trying to get on the same page with some of these receivers, especially when the live games start, it's huge for this organization.
Sancho, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Swagoo. I played against Bakhtiari a couple times throughout my career. He is one of the most elite, top tier, however what you want to call it, left tackle, offensive lineman in the game. But it's really hard for me. So all that being said, it's just hard for me to ignore how Aaron Rodgers went 13-4 last year without him. Right, it's hard for me to ignore how well Nyman played, how well Elgton Jenkins played. Even the year before, Elgton Jenkins was on the Pro Bowl, right? I get it was at guard, but for whatever reason, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers continue to have success even without, whether it be Bakhtiari or even when Devontae Adams has been out. For whatever reason, that success remains. And so Swagoo makes a good point in that these young receivers need to step up, and you never say no to an elite person, elite tackle. But I have just seen the success so often, it's hard for me to just sit here and say, well, you know, without Bakhtiari, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be successful. I don't believe that.
I mean, fair enough. But, like, look, we were talking about the Bucs earlier, right? Like, and the injuries on the offensive line. I mean, it gets to be a point where the numbers matter, right? I mean, if somebody else is probably going to get hurt this year. And if Bakhtiari's back, Sacha, that matters, right?
Yeah, and that's another thing we didn't talk about. Elgton Jenkins just got off the PUP as well, right? Christian Watson, one of the young receivers who has been injured, he got off the PUP too. And so they're getting back healthy at the right time. Hopefully, as Kmart said, this will be a long-term solution, not just a temporary, hey, do individual drills and have another setback for Bakhtiari.
All right. Packers open the season September 11th against the Vikings in Minnesota. We'll see if David Bakhtiari is at left tackle for that game or if he needs a little more time than that. Now we want to do a segment called Change My Mind. I am going to tell you something, and you're going to have to change my mind about it. It's something I believe. But we'll set this up. Jalen Hurts did not play in the Eagles' second preseason game against the Browns. Eagles are trying to look they're trying to win the NFC East for the first time in a couple of years. They won it in 2019. So here's what I'm going to tell you, and you guys try to change my mind on this, right? I believe the Eagles will win the NFC East. I think the Cowboys are shakier than they've been in a while on the offensive line. We know they've lost some talent at receiver. And most importantly, Swagoo, it has been 18 years since anyone repeated as NFC East champion. You know,
you
I believe very deeply that this is a real thing and will continue. So, Swagoo, you go first. Change my mind. Eagles will win the NFC East.
I hate when y'all bring me on this show to set me up.
That's
it's
right.
Always it's always the setup with y'all. Every time the Cowboys come up. Listen, here's the reason I'm gonna try to change your mind. And look, this is not I'm not putting this in stone because I gotta make a confession. I'll get up this morning, but to my man Dan Graziano.
We'll be back at church.
Graziano,
okay.
Kmart, and Sam Macho. I'm nervous as hell, y'all. I'm scared. I mean, I'm going to just say it. I'm scared. Like I'm scared. My wife's scared because she know what I'm going to go through during the season if the Cowboys ain't good. Everybody around me is scared. All the people that's close to me. So I would hope that you guys would at least have my back if this thing goes, turns into a mess. But here's what I'll say. When it comes to the Cowboys and winning this division, and the only hat that you can hang is that Dak Prescott is the quarterback. And listen, I know that that's not saying a lot because this Philly roster is better than any roster in the NFC East. And it's all predicated on how Jalen Hurts performs. We all know that. We'll say that ad nauseum until these actual games start. Mm-hmm. But I've heard and I've talked to people that said Dak is uber focused, that this has been his best training camp. He's fully healthy. And CeeDee Lamb is going to surprise this league with his success. But it's all determined by this offensive line. And that's why I can't be bullish on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not worried about their defense. I think their defense can be actually at the same type of level that they were at last year. This offensive line is the biggest question mark. And we all know in this league, this very unforgiving league, if your offensive line doesn't gel and play well, I don't care who your skill position players are. Don't matter who your quarterback is, you're not going to have a tremendous amount of success. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys because I'm praying to the Lord himself that this offensive line is solid.
Sacho, he did not
change
my mind. Thank
you guys for listening.
Can you? No?
Guys, I'm gonna try and change your mind for a different reason. I'm gonna go Cowboys. Hopefully, Swagoo, this gives you a little bit of ease. Not because of Dak. I'm going Cowboys because of their defense. And the reason why I say that,
this
is Dan Quinn's second year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So like last year, they were seventh in points. They were all over the field. I get it, they lost a couple pieces, but this defense will now understand better what Dan Quinn is trying to accomplish. Right, Michael Parsons will be a better football player this year than he was last year. DeMarcus Lawrence back healthy. Yeah, you may not get all the interceptions, the turnovers that you saw, but we also saw Jalen Hurts in the playoff game struggle against Tampa Bay's defense. I don't know if the Cowboys' defense will be as dominant as Tampa Bay historically has been. At least Todd Bowles' defense have been. But I think year two, Dan Quinn, understanding the system, that defense is the reason that the Cowboys are going to – part of the reason the Cowboys are going to win the NFC East.
So, Marcus –
a little more definitive than Swagoo, but Kimberly, what do you got? Can you change my mind?
Come on, Kate, Come on.
Marcus, you want me to walk by faith, not by sight. And what my sight is telling me.
That's what the Bible tells us.
Is that this Eagles roster is pretty damn good. You brought up the offensive line. You brought up the offensive line as an issue. Who has a really good offensive line, my friend? The Eagles.
Oh boy.
But. You have to hang your head on the QB. We have talked about the teams that we think will be there in the end in these playoff races. It's the teams that have the answer at QB. So, if there is one reason to feel good about the Cowboys, it is Dak.
Come on.
But is that enough to change Dan's mind, sir? I don't know. I'm trying to walk by faith, not by sight, but I don't know, Marcus. You're not giving me much to go by. You're really not.
You're all forgetting the critical point. Hembo sent me a text. The 17-season streak without a repeat champion is the longest for any division in NFL history and the longest current such streak in any of the four major American sports. It is not nothing. We come back, though. We're going to talk about Tom Brady some more. Brady's back. He's back. He's practicing for the Bucs. But the question is, are there more concerns in Tampa than even he can solve? We'll tell you why one of our crew believes Brady should stay home.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.